From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is offering to engage in direct talks with North Korea without precondition, an apparent departure from policy of talks that would only follow denuclearization.
We've said from the diplomatic side, we're ready to talk anytime North Korea would like to talk. And we're ready to have the first meeting without precondition. Let's just meet. We can talk about the weather if you want. We can talk about whether it's going to be a square table or a round table if that's what you're excited about. But can we at least sit down and see each other face to face?
Tillerson said a roadmap on the way forward might then be worked out. Stephen Orper, senior director of the New York-based Korea Society, called the statement long overdue and a step toward resolving tensions.
North Korea has held off on some of its testing up until the November 29th test. There had been almost a 75-day hiatus, and so Washington is signaling that it wants to see a similar type of pause in missile and nuclear activity to show seriousness to get to the table to negotiate.
It's not clear if Tillerson's statement is backed by President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, U.N. Undersecretary Jeffrey Feltman, who met with senior North Korean officials last week, said they agreed war must be prevented but were noncommittal on just how. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini acknowledged on Tuesday that Europe should have acted sooner to deal with the migrant crisis in Libya. But she told the European Parliament in Strasbourg that progress is being made.
Thanks to our work, to the work of the European Union, we have assisted over 15,000 migrants that now have been able not only to go home, but to start a new life.
She said the EU plans to empty Libya's detention centers in the next months. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron delivered a bleak assessment Tuesday on the global effort to fight climate change in remarks to global investors and world leaders in Paris. He said the 20-year struggle to gain global support is faltering. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the gathering it's time to move on from fossil fuels.
I have heard it said that the Stone Age did not end because we ran out of stones. We don't have to wait to run out of coal and oil to end the age of fossil fuels. We need to invest in the future, not the past.
World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, referring to the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, announced the bank would stop financing oil and gas exploration and extraction after 2019. U.S. federal prosecutors have announced terrorism charges against suspect Akhyed Ullah Tuesday, a day after the 27-year-old Bangladeshi immigrant allegedly detonated a pipe bomb in a New York City subway tunnel in what authorities say was an attack inspired by Islamic State. Joon Kim is acting U.S. attorney.
The complaint filed this morning charges Ullah with 5 counts of federal crimes.
Those charges include bombing a public space, using a weapon of mass destruction, providing material support to IS, destruction of property by means of an explosive, and using a destructive device in furtherance of a crime of violence. The worst of Southern California's fires is creeping ever closer to the hillside community of Montecito. Frank Palmieri is a Santa Barbara County resident.
It's pretty devastating. I've lived here for 25 years, been through quite a few fires. This one, I think, has surpassed all of those other experiences in terms of the devastation and the impact it's had on the area.
The so-called Thomas Fire, which broke out December 4, has already destroyed hundreds of homes and blackened nearly 1,000 square kilometers. An undetermined number of rebels were killed in a military police camp operated by Houthi rebels in the Yemeni capital Sana'a by Saudi coalition aircraft Wednesday. The death toll ranges from 12 to 39. Witnesses said dozens were wounded, including prisoners. China's President Xi Jinping was among thousands taking part in a solemn ceremony marking the 80th anniversary of the Nanjing massacre by Japanese troops. A siren signaled a moment of silence for hundreds of thousands of civilians who were killed during the 40-day campaign of atrocities that began December 13, 1937. In the southern U.S. state of Alabama, Democrat Doug Jones narrowly upset Republican Roy Moore late Tuesday in an off-year Senate election to fill the seat of now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Jones's victory, the first for a Democrat in that state in 25 years, now leaves Republicans with a narrower 51-49-seat Senate majority. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.